Welcome to Avraham Yerushalmi, Yeshua's sponsor in the schus of Am Yisrael and all the fronts that are facing these days. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin in the Oizvot edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Yud Zayin with Beis and the two dots, 8 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tamon Tanin, we learned over there that it's a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Eved Shasoi Raboi Apoitiki Lachirim. An Eved, we talk about an Eved Kedaini, that is master made him a poitike. A poitike means a collateral, a direct collateral. A poitike kai, which means that the loan will be extracted specifically from this slave. The lender was able to take the slave as a payment for his loan. Veshichiroi, and he was released. We'll see in a moment who is the one who released him. Shur Zadin in Eved Chayev Klum. Mikar Adin, the Eved is not responsible. He was released by his master. El Betikun Oilom. Because of Tikkun Olam, we don't want to have or other masters, we'll see in a moment, causing problems that come and claim that he's a slave. We make the master make him Ibn Khayrim and release him. The Kois of Shtar al Domov, and the slave writes a Shtar on his Domim. Meaning he writes a document saying, I owe my money to this person, because he has to pay him back eventually. The one who writes the document that he owes money is not the slave, but the one who released the slave. So now the Gemara explains this Mishnah. Mi meshacher, who's the one who released the slave originally? Rav Oma ben Rabba Rishon ben Rabba Achron. It could be either the first master or the second master. The first master is the original owner of the slave. The second one is the one who has this Eved as a collateral. So he also can release the slave. The only one who can release the slave is the original owner, not the one who has him as collateral. Having a slave as collateral doesn't make him the owner of the slave, so he can't release him. So according to Rav, the first part of the Mishnah works if both released him, meaning if the first master released him, so now the second master will release him as well. He's really, the Eved is already released, but the second one is going to do it, and the slave will write him a shtar. And, well, what goes to the opposite? If the second master releases him, it also works. And the first one is going to force it to do a release as well. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it works only one way. Only if the first one releases, then it's effective, and then you force the second one to write a shtar shichur as well. So in any case, comes out, the Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing, when you have a collateral, is that considered to be yours or not? Rav says, it is yours. He's considered to be the owner of the slave. Rabbi Yochanan owns, the fact it's collateral doesn't make him an owner. Says the Gemara, Daf Yuzayin Amud Aleph. Hey, see Rav Chagai, come here, Rav Yosi. So Rav Chagai asked Rav Yosi, Masniso pligo al Rav, Chur Ar Mishnah argues in Rav, because it says Yisrael shel vas nochri al chametz erli. If a Yisrael lend a nochri for on chametz, meaning that the chametz will be a collateral, lachar pesach mutar ba noy after pesach he can enjoy it. Why? The collateral is why if collateral is considered to be owned by the lender. So the Yisrael already owns chametz of Pesach. In Tamer, b'shus Yisrael, if it's in the Yisrael's hands, it should be also after Pesach. My Avid L'Rav. What Rav will do with this Mishnah? Omav Yudom Kalu B'Shichru. Rav agrees, when you have a collateral, it's not owned by the lender. But by Shichru is a little different. By releasing a slave is different. Kadot Etani, as we learned, Ho'yse Avdoi Apoitiki. So it makes a slave Apoitiki, which means a collateral. He can't sell him because he's writing him shubod to the lender. But if he releases him, it does work. Why? Because once there's a shame, there's a name that he is Ibn Khayrin, he's out. So we see that by shichur, even something which is not completely in your hands, you don't have the ownership to do it, it still works. So here Rav says the lender can release the slave even though he's not really his, but by shichur, we're more lenient to say that he has the power to do it. Chayle Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan's proof that you can't do it, minado, from the following. Rishum Galil says the slave does not have to pay for the fact that the second owner released him. The one who has to pay, the one who has to write a shtar and say, I'm releasing, but I'm going to be responsible for that, is the meshacher, is the one who released the slave. And if you hold like Rav, according to Rav, the second owner, he's not a real meshacher, he's not releasing the slave. He's writing, he's giving him a document to let him go, and because he gives him a name of Ibn Khayrim, that's why he makes him released. But he's not a meshacher. The fact that Meshum Gamliel is calling the one who released the slave the Meshachrer has to be talking about the first owner. The first owner has the power to release the slave, and therefore he's called a Meshachrer. And Yemele is responsible to pay for the fact he caused damage to the lender. Says the Gemara, according to this, Ilam Meshabet Sodel Chaveru V'Holoch U'Mochro. Someone gives his field as collateral to a lender, and he goes and he sells the field. You want to tell me the lender can't come and extract the land from the buyer? So here, why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that when the first one releases, considered to be a meshach, is releasing the slave, isn't he collateralized, isn't he meshuba to the lender? Answers the Gemara, Maravo, Pesach lenu Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach meir k'oyro. Rabbi Yochanan opened us a window that lights like a shining light. A slave cannot be released to come back. Like we said before, once he has a name of Ben Choyrin, he's Meshuchar, he's released. When you sell a field, yeah, you sell a field to somebody else, and then the lender will come and extract the field, so you can move hands from one to one. But in heaven, once he's released, you can't take him back. So that's why the Shibud is Nifka, the collateral is over. Why Tanakama holds that the slave has to write a document for the value, for the fact that we're making the second one writing Mishtar Shechur? This is going to Rav that we talk about also the opposite case. So really, he was not released because the second one who's the lender can't release him. And we're just letting him go because he gave him the name of someone who's released. So that's why he has to still release himself and pay his first owner. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about only the first owner released him. The second one really can't do it. But he's legitimately released by the first master. Why he has to pay the second master? So says the Gemara, Ma'av ilo mutav shiyar melo tenli matayim zuz shesh tibiyotcho ve'al yomar lo avdiyato. We're giving him a better deal. You're right. He shouldn't really have to pay for the fact he was released by the second one. But if he doesn't do it, as we mentioned before, you'll come and say, you're my slave. So he tells him, you know what, give him some money and don't make him cause you a bad name, a bad reputation. Says the more about the Kishri Meshuram Naso, they said, Asur Adam Meshuram Gamliel, Kerry Meir. Meshuram Gamliel that said that the one who released the slave, he needs to now pay the other side. Even though he didn't actually damage the other side directly, it was only a gruma. He released the slave, he made the other side doesn't have collateral. But he has to pay for that. That goes Kerabi Meir. What? Kemod Rameir Koinis Bedvarim, Kerem Shum Gamliel Koinis Bedvarim. Meaning, Rameir, we found that he punishes something even though he didn't actually do a maise. He just said words which are problematic, it already gets punished. So here, Rem Shum Gamliel says, even though he didn't actually do a maise, his words caused the damage, he has to pay for it. What is the case? The Tani Shtar Shesh Bu Ribis. If you have a Shtar that has Ribis, which is Asur. Says, now the lender cannot take not the principal and not the interest. Said the principal he could take. That was okay. He just can't take interest. So according to our mayor, because he did something, he didn't actually do something wrong with the principal, but he was included in a shtar of ribis, he loses now the principal. Even though he didn't actually take the ribis. He just wrote things. He didn't actually do anything. It was just saying something wrong that caused him to lose the principal as well. Also, here Shmuel Gamliel holds that the one who's released the slave, even though he didn't do a maise, it was just only a grama, he has to pay for it. The Gemara concludes, quoting the last part of the Mishnah, Shmuel Gamliel loymer kol she'en hakelev yochel lechapes achor, if you have a ruin that collapsed, so as long as the dog can reach it, so then it's considered to be that the chometz is out. Adeichon, what is exactly the measurement? If the chometz is 3 tefachim deep, so then the dog can reach it. That's the measurement considered to be that it's not reachable by a dog. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah. Ha'oichel trumas chometz ve'pesach. Someone eats truma, which is chometz, on Pesach. Shoigeg, if he ate it b'shoigeg, he ate the truma b'shoigeg. He didn't realize it was truma. Misham kerem v'chomesh, he will pay for the truma, the principal, and a chomesh. Whenever a person eats truma, he has to replace it. If he ate b'shoigeg, he has to replace it and add on it a fine of 25%. As Reb Chaim points out over here, this is the pshat in the Mishnah, what you have to pay is not lefi domim, not based on the value, but lefi mido, based on the measurement. He ate a loaf of bread, he has to give back a loaf of bread. He ate whatever he ate that belongs to his shuma, he has to give that thing back. Even though maybe it was not valued anything. So even though here it's chametz and it's on Pesach, and chametz and Pesach is worthless, because l'maisa you talk about something which is a truma and it has a certain measurement, when you eat a b'shagig, you have to pay it back based on midah, so I have to basically pay back a loaf of bread. Maisy, but if he did it purposely, he knew it was truma. Then he's potter from tashlum in the mehetzim. He's potter from paying for it. He's potter also for paying for it as if it was worth a piece of wood. If it was a truma tumeah that you could use it for fuel, he doesn't have to pay for the mehetzim. Why? Because when a person eats truma b'mezi, not b'shege, done it purposely, so then you pay like a regular payment, like any other person who steals. And when a person steals something, he pays based on value, based on domim, not based on midah, based on measurement. A loaf of bread on Pesach is worthless, so there's nothing to pay back to truma. Says the Gemara that you zayin amud base. Tani abshir me lo zoyim remishum abshir ben yor tzedek masniso b'sheifisho matzo v'nischamtso. Talk about that the truma was matzo in the beginning of Pesach, and it was a good truma, it was kosher, and it was not chometz. Al mifisha chometz lo yibido. But if it was chometz in Pesach, and then he made it truma, we're not talking about that, because then truma is not chal. Truma will not be on something which is not a royal achilo. And the reason is, Reb Chaim points out, because it says over there, you have to give an esina, you have to give something which has a value. Could use that in the Gemara to speak about the different details when you do a truma regarding chometz on Pesach. If he's matzo al chometz, if he gave truma, which was matzo, but he's doing a fresh truma on food, which is chometz on Pesach. The truma needs to make that the leftovers is royal achilo. So here he's giving truma, which is matzo, but the leftovers are chametz, you can't eat it. So that's not truma. Truma cannot work if you don't have leftovers, which are royal achilo for Israel. And you learn because it says reishis. Reishis means the beginning, this one part goes to the kohen, the rest goes to Israel. Kutiz the Gemara says, afilu yifrish chametz al matzo. Now, if you did truma chametz on matzo, maybe it should work because the matzo is edible. If you make partial of a truma, partial not, it will not work. Why? Because like we said, if you have the shirayim or chametz, so truma doesn't work. So now even though the shirayim, I mean the chulin, are all matzo, but the whatever is truma is not truma, because if a partial of it cannot be truma, so the entire thing cannot be truma as well. Rav Chaim adds over here that we're talking according to Rabbi Seglili that holds that chametz and Pesach is mutar ba'ano. So there's something that you are benefiting from the truma because you can enjoy it. But still we're saying the shirayim need to be okay. And here the shirayim, if you do truma on partial, the shirayim will not be okay. Now that the entire thing is truma, it also doesn't work. As long as partial can be truma, the whole thing can be truma as well. Continues the Gemara. In order to be chayav and chalo, the mitzvah of chalo, you have to have 5/4 of flour. Now here, iris arbor revoyim fiatzo. He put together 4/4 of flour, v'chimtzo. He made them chametz, and then arbas revoyim fiatzo. V'irvan. Then he took another 4/4 of flour, and he mixed them up with the original 4/4, which are chametz. Imitruboy mishum oichel tevel ein elokiv. Something gonna come and give him a straw. Say, don't eat this flour, because you have a yisur here of tevel, because you didn't take out a fresh schala. That he doesn't get malchus on. Why? Because you already had before became the chiyuv of challah. Challah is only you have 5/4. Already when it was 4/4, it was chametz. Once you have the isser of chametz, the isser of tevel is not chal. Because we have a concept called ein isser chalal isser. The isser, one isser cannot fall when you already have an existing isser. So you already have an existing isser of chametz. So the isser of tevel is not chal on it. So again, if they warned him not to eat because it's tevel, it doesn't get malchus. But if they warned him because he eating chometz of Pesach, he is like it. Why? We have a klal, isur chomer chal isur kal, v'ein isur kal chal isur chomer. Only a more severe isur is chal on a more lighter isur, but not a lighter isur is chal on a more severe isur. The isur of chometz is much more chomer than the isur of tevel. Chometz, you have on it karis, and it'll never be mutter. Tevel's isur misa and yesh hetel isur will be mutar eventually. So that's why the tevel will not be chal on chometz, and the only isur you have of your chometz, not tevel. Aval, let's say the flip side. Im irvo, and he first mixed it up, and now you have 8 quarters. And then he made a chometz. So now the Isra Tevel started first, before he became chometz. Then the Isra Chometz was added to it. He'll get Magus with Tevel because that was the first Isra. And also if they gave him a straw for chometz, he also gets Magus. Why? Because then the Isra is Chal and Isra. Why? As the Gemara explains. Isra Chometz Chal Isra Kal. And more chometz the Isra is going to be Chal and Isra Kal. More severe Isra is Chal and more lenient Isra. And because chometz is more chometz, as we mentioned before, it's chal on the Isra of Tevel, and you have both Isurim over here. The Gemara continues with a very similar example. Osa Keri, he made a pile of tefuah, v'ishtacha v'loy, and then he bowed down to it. He made it over dezara. Now it's also because of Isra of dezara. U'miyachoy, then he smoothed it and finished the melacha. It's called gemar melacha of the tefuah. Now it's mischayav. Now it gets obligated in trumas and maestras. Then he ate it. If they gave him a straw for eating tevel, because he didn't take a truma and maestras, he doesn't get malchus. Why? Because you have the isra of the zohar already. If they gave him a straw for the zohar, he is like it. Here we use the same rule. The Isra of Tevel is more Kal than Isra of Dezara. And because this was of Dezara before, it was Mischayev and Trumas and Maestris. So the Isra of Tevel is not going to be here when you already have Dezara before. First of all, he smoothed and he finished the avoided the processing of the Tvu, of the grain. Then he bowed down to the grain and he made our Dezara. So then, if they gave him a straw of a tevel, he does get malchus because that came first. Even though he keeps second, he still gets malchus. Why? Because the more chomer the gisser is chal on Isur, which is more lenient. So here, the Isur of the Zohar is much more chomer than the Isur of tevel, because the Isur of the Zohar is also behana, tevel you're allowed to enjoy. And therefore, you say Yisro Chal Yisro. The Yisro of the Zohar is Chal on Tevel if it came second, and therefore you can get Malkus for either one of these Yisroim. With this, we conclude Yoshalmi Psachim Daf Yud Zayin.